double interview from Detroit City, the start of some of the top leagues in Europe, and more exciting things coming up right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. Today I'll be joined from two of the top performers from Detroit City FC, so make sure to stick around for that later in the show. Meanwhile, I'll get you caught up on the Rowdies. The Tampa Bay Rowdies have had a busy couple of weeks here in the USL Championship, and after it all, they find themselves in third place. Two teams, Pittsburgh and Birmingham, are hot on their heels, making it scary for the green and gold. Meanwhile, Memphis and Louisville lead the way in the league, each with a vital game in hand. It's very bad for all the other teams. The Rowdies find themselves off the back of two losses, one to first-place Louisville following Jack Harlow, of all people, hyping up a sold-out Lynn Family Stadium backing a lone Wilson-Harris goal. The Rowdies also flew all the way to Colorado Springs to play the Switchbacks. CJ Cochran almost kept out Jairo Enriquez, yet this goal proved to be the winner for the team who play at the highest altitude in the league. On a positive note, the Rowdies also defeated Detroit City 1-0. Nate Steinwasher was incredible for Detroit, yet one Steven Dos Santos shot found its way through the stonewall defense set by Detroit to make it 1-0. Over in the good old Prem, the scenes are set for a really special season. So far, Arsenal are unbeaten. They couldn't do it again, could they? They couldn't go invincible, could they? It's happened before, it could happen again. Liverpool are off to a horrendous start. Great. Along with Manchester United. Hopefully these two teams can regain their form. Liverpool recently lost 2-1 to United, who lost to Brentford and Brighton in the opening weeks. In the Prem as well, join me as we stroll over to Newcastle and into the Worldwide Game of the Week. Newcastle versus Manchester City, one title contender and one club who are still building after a massive takeover. City went ahead first with Ilkay Gundogan, and before too long, and after a very tense VAR check for the entire stadium, Alain Saint-Maximin put City in his pocket, took out his keys, and started the engine to power Miguel Almiron to the equalizing goal. Callum Wilson would be on hand to poke home yet another run from Saint-Maximin. Yet it gets better. Kieran Trippier curled in one of the greatest free kicks to be seen past Ederson to make it 3. City were not to be tripped by this magpie force. They had the control until Erling Haaland decided to take over and bundle home a cutback. Kevin De Bruyne saw a pass that only one person in the whole league saw. Thankfully for him, it was Bernardo Silva. The brilliant ball was finished by the man from Portugal. 3-3, and that's how it stayed. Oh, and Nick Pope was tremendous. What a game! In the Bundesliga, Bayern are taking the lead to the cleaners, while one of the craziest games I've ever seen took place. Borussia Dortmund faced Werder Bremen. In the 88th minute, Dortmund were leading 2-0 and looking to make it a comfortable afternoon proceedings as usual. By the 95th minute, Bremen were walking out with 3 points and a 3-2 win. This is crazy. In the Serie A, Napoli, Inter, and Roma all have 6 points to lead the league in the top 3. In the League One, Mbappe latched onto Messi's pass to score against Lille within, get this, 8 seconds. They defeated Lille 7-1 in that match with an Mbappe hat-trick, a Neymar brace and goals from Leo Messi and Achraf Hakimi. PSG lead the league with Lens and Marseille right on their heels. The La Liga currently has 4 teams sitting on 6 points. Villarreal, Real Madrid, the champions of Europe, looking to become the champions of Spain again, Real Betis and Osasuna. And here they are, you waited for them, and they're here, the two interviews from Detroit City FC. Start with the player many will think of when they think of the club, be it his flying form in the US Open Cup or his amazing hair, definitely both. Maxi Rodriguez is a heck of a guy. I'll let him get to it. Here he is. Here with Maxi Rodriguez, midfielder number 21 for Detroit FC. Now, first of all, Maxi, what is it like playing with Detroit FC here in the USL Championship?
It's great. I mean, it's nice to jump up from Nice last year and be in a more competitive league, playing against good sides like Tampa Bay. So it's just exciting being in a better league, playing against better teams.
And Detroit this season has had a wonderful season in the Open Cup as well as the USL Championship. And you are a massive part of the US Open Cup, getting the 2 goals against an MLS side at one point. What was that like?
Yeah, I think for me it was kind of just a pivotal moment in my career. I think it was something that I was building on. I mean, a couple years ago, I was without a team, didn't have a club, thought I was going to hang them up. And then to play against an MLS side, such a big game for both myself and for the club, and be able to score twice and help the team win was just a really meaningful game for me, my family, and everyone that's kind of supported me and the team.
And what's the mentality going into big games like that, knowing that if you win, you go on, if you don't, you're out?
I think it's just that. I think understanding that whoever wins goes on at the end of the day, it's 11 versus 11. Even if they're a higher league team, it's just who wants it more. And luckily, we went into that game. We went down early, but came back and fought and won for the fans as well as the club.
That was Maxi Rodriguez, midfielder number 21 for Detroit City FC. Don't go anywhere. Here is another one. This time, it's one of the greatest goalkeepers in the league this season so far, Nate Steinwascher. Here with Nate Steinwascher, goalkeeper number one for Detroit City FC. Now, what was it like just absolutely bossing this game, making eight crucial saves?
It was all right. I mean, we were under a lot of pressure all game long, so just doing my job. Unfortunate to spill a rebound and let in that goal, but I think as a team we can look at the film and, you know, improve from what we did. So I think we had good moments, but we'll look at it and go from here.
And that goal wasn't your fault as a young goalkeeper. Even at this age, I've been through stuff like that. Yeah. So what is some advice to young players that want to be like you one day?
I think the biggest part of the goalkeeper position is all mental. So I think mistakes are going to happen and you have to realize that. But when you make a mistake, it's just you have to shake that off and move on. So I think the biggest thing as a goalkeeper, and that's what I've kind of over my career learned from, is, you know, mistakes are short memory. You move on and you got to go for 90 minutes. So. Yeah.
And what was it like being part of a team that played in the U.S. Open Cup and dominated?
Oh, it was fun. What a run we had. So, yeah, good time. Hopefully we can do it again next year. So, yeah, for sure.
That was Nate Steinwascher, goalkeeper number one for Detroit City FC. Two of the nicest guys in the game. Be sure to check out their socials, and when possible, go and check out a game they play in. Some great guys. Thank you, Maxi, and thank you, Nate. Got a quick transfer update from the MLS following the All-Star game against the Liga MX All-Stars, which was won by the MLS All-Stars. A veteran striker, Christian Benteke, joins DC United. He could be magical, linking up with Ole Kamara and the many quality players DC possesses. Comes over from the Premier League, he's Belgian, he's got experience, he's a heck of a finisher. What can he do? Be sure to follow my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report. All one word. And if you're listening in on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up The World Soccer Report, not all one word. While you're there, be sure to click the link in my Spotify show description to find out how you can help the show. Thank you for listening. As always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been The World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.